We've had good work, a lot of good competition. I think that's the thing that stuck out. Everybody's really working hard, but the competition level is even higher than last year. So it's only going to be good for our team in the long run.
Where do you think the strength lies right now with this team?
I mean, every position in my eyes is pretty strong, mm-hmm. and that's where the competition level comes in. I mean, receivers, on down the linemen, defense and offense, the secondary, you know, we got a lot of guys that can play. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, as long as we can just continue to work hard, stay focused, and hopefully stay healthy, we're strong from top to bottom. But then we got to go out and just get it done on Sundays.
What's maybe an area that you guys will focus on in training camp to strengthen?
Offensively, I know that, you know, we really focus on the red zone. Every time we get down there, we want to score the football. And then third down situations are huge, because if you get that first down and keep the chains moving, another three downs gives you an opportunity to make big plays and to keep putting points on the board. So those are two areas offensively that we really emphasize.
So-called NFL experts, I guess, have picked you guys to be kind of the most improved team from last year. What's your response to that?
I really don't read the papers a lot or watch a lot of TV. I like our team. But it doesn't matter what's written, good or bad. What matters is how we come out and prepare and perform.
Mm-hmm. Is the offense still evolving at this point, Bobby? You've been in it a number of years, but if it is, how does it evolve at this point?
I think it is. I mean, the day you stop getting better, that's the day when you start losing. So, I mean, we're continuously trying new things, new combinations. And it's evolving in terms of just trying to be more efficient. I think you saw that last year where we had a number of long drives and we were able to sustain those, whereas in the past, you know, we'd have a breakdown here or there and we'd have to, you know, punt the ball, give the ball away, or kick a field goal, whereas last year I think we had the most 80-yard drives out of any team in the league, and that's saying a lot. That's being consistent, and that's being on the same page and just getting it done.
How do you think maybe the makeup of the receiver group could be different this year based on who's out here and that sort of thing?
I mean, every year is going to present change, man. So right now it's just all preliminary stuff. Everybody's out here working hard, and we'll just have to see how it falls out when we get to training camp. Obviously, we've made some changes, but I think we brought Nate in. Nate's a good player. I mean, I think P-Dub's a little healthier this year, so he's going to be able to contribute a little more. You know, me and D-Jack are still going to try and continue to get better and increase our role in the offense, and it's just all about how it shakes out, man, after the camp.
You started out so strong last year before you got the injury at the split end position. Yeah. I mean, you were leaders in catches. How do you feel about your role this year, and do you think that those types of opportunities can be there for you?
I hope so. I think it's going to be an open competition. That's all I can ask for. You know, like I said before, I just go out and play. You know, I don't do a lot of talking. And I think the coaches are only trying to make our team better. So, you know, I'm up for that. But all I say is, just know, if it's a fair competition, give me a chance to get the most playing time or to win a starting job. That's all you can ask for.
Working with Seneca, how do you think he's evolved as a second string quarterback this year compared to last year?
I think Seneca's just getting more comfortable in the offense, man. This is a tough offense for a quarterback to learn, a young quarterback, especially if you've never been in the system. I think he's just getting more comfortable and he's getting quicker with his reads.
When you heard you talk about the wide receivers, have you noticed Hack
is more consistent
this year?
I have. And Hack is just, he's got a different mentality right now, and I think game experience does that for you. You know, whenever you're able to make plays in an actual game and make them in a meaningful game or in a crucial time, which he did last year, it gives you confidence, and you can come out and relax and just not so much worry about making a team or making every play, but just trying to improve on your skills.
Bobby, how much do you guys know now the attitude you need to win? How much do you have to show the guys who just get to the team what you did last year attitude-wise?
I just think your actions speak a lot louder than words. You know, we had a lot of hooping and hollering out here, but this is good this time of year, and especially with the competition, the defense is, the defense, they were good last year, but they're going to be tremendous this year, in my opinion. And, you know, just go out and just practice the way we've always practiced. Practice fast, and I practice smart, and practice to get better.
What do you see in the defense, you know, that's going to make it take that next step?
Defensive line, that rotation, you know, them being able to put pressure on the quarterback and stop the run. I know, obviously, the secondary has been solid, but getting Hamlin back, I think it's going to be a big deal. And just Lofa and Leroy and all of those guys getting another year under their belts and adding Julian Peterson, I mean, the list goes on and on. But like I said, we still got to take care of business on the field.
Does Hamlin's, the way he's come back, surprised you at all?
Not really. I mean, obviously the nature of the injury, you know, that was a serious time, and everybody was happy to see him come back strong. But I know him. I mean, he's a competitive guy, probably one of the most competitive on the team, and I knew if anybody could do it, he would.
Yeah, because he had to play in the end zone today.
Yeah, he's running well, man. He's excited, and I think whenever you go through adversity, you kind of look at things a little differently, and I think that's where he is in his life now, and that's a good thing.
Thanks, Mark.
Okay.